man sits down to write in a notebook. That single act, pen touching paper, is already a crime, punishable by death. No law explicitly forbids it. The party doesn't need explicit laws. The crime is the thought behind the act, and the thought police are always listening. George Orwell wrote this scenario while dying. He drafted the bulk of what became one of the most influential novels in the English language on the remote Scottish island of Jura, battling a severe bout of tuberculosis. The physical suffering bled into every page. And here's something worth knowing, Mokleys. Orwell originally planned to call the novel The Last Man in Europe. His publisher pushed for something starker. The numerical title we know today landed with far more force. Now, the world Winston Smith wakes up in is not a fantasy. It is a system. Oceania is a superstate, ruled by the party. And at its symbolic apex sits Big Brother, a face on every poster, a voice from every screen, a presence that cannot be questioned. The Guardian has noted how the term Big Brother has since entered the English language as a standard metaphor for invasive government surveillance and overreach. That migration from fiction to everyday vocabulary tells you something. The idea hit a nerve so deep it became a permanent part of how we describe power. Winston is a low-ranking party member who works at the Ministry of Truth, rewriting historical records to match whatever the party currently claims is real. He is not a hero yet. He is a man with a dangerous habit. He still notices the gap between what is true and what he is told. The key idea here is doublethink. Think of it this way. The party doesn't just want you to believe a lie. It wants you to simultaneously know the truth and sincerely believe the lie, without feeling any contradiction. That is doublethink. It is not simple propaganda. Propaganda asks you to accept a false version of events. Doublethink asks you to hold two contradictory beliefs at once and feel no discomfort. The Ministry of Peace wages war. The Ministry of Plenty enforces starvation. The Ministry of Love runs the torture chambers. Each name is the precise opposite of its function, and citizens are expected to accept both the name and the reality without blinking. That means the party doesn't just control behavior, it colonizes the architecture of thought itself. Newspeak is the mechanism that makes doublethink permanent. The party is systematically shrinking the English language, replacing it with a stripped-down vocabulary called newspeak. The goal is not efficiency. The goal is to make rebellion literally unthinkable. For example, if the word freedom no longer exists in the language, the concept of freedom cannot be formed in the mind. No word, no thought. No thought, no resistance. Seem, a colleague of Winston's who works on the Newspeak dictionary, explains this with chilling enthusiasm. He understands exactly what he is building and celebrates it. Now, layered over all of this is the telescreen. Every home, every corridor, every public space contains a screen that both broadcasts party content and monitors the viewer. The BBC has reported on how Orwell conceptualized this two-way surveillance device before commercial television was even widespread, effectively predicting the logic of modern surveillance technology decades ahead of its time. You cannot turn the telescreen off. You can only dim it slightly. It watches. Always. Remember this, Mokleys. The party's true weapon is not the telescreen, not the thought police, not even the torture chambers of the Ministry of Love. The real weapon is the destruction of the inner world. When Newspeak eliminates the vocabulary of dissent, and doublethink collapses the boundary between truth and lie, and the telescreen ensures no private moment exists, what remains? A person with no language for rebellion, no mental space to form it, and no darkness in which to hide it. Winston's diary is not just a journal. It is the last private act of a man trying to prove his own mind still belongs to him. The takeaway from everything Orwell builds in these opening pages is precise. Control over language and reality is more total than any army. The party doesn't need to kill every dissident. It needs to make dissent impossible to conceive. That is the shadow Big Brother casts. And Mokleys, it stretches much further than any single fictional superstate.